This is It Has Pockets,
a podcast for celebrating our everyday and sharing the things we're all holding. I am Laura.
And I'm Abby.
And today, what are we talking about, Abby?
What is fashion? What does the word fashion mean?
What is fashion?
For us.
What's fashion for a woman? What's fashion for a mom? What's fashion post-2020?
I think it's like worth saying we're going to dip in and out of the body image conversation here, because you can't not when you're talking fashion. But we do plan on doing a dedicated episode to just body image and our journey with our bodies.
Yeah.
And all of that.
This is an episode that is really more focused on our specific interactions with fashion and navigating what the fashion landscape is and the expectations.
This is something women say to each other all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we like to tell about ourselves through the clothes we wear. This is just a little conversation about us. What are you wearing today? This is very...
Wow. Okay.
What are you?
So I'm wearing a pair of black sweatpants, and then I'm wearing a brown shirt. Yeah. Saying it out loud makes it feel a certain way.
I think it's real.
Okay, so what
am I wearing? I am wearing the best crop top shirt in all of history. It is men's vintage Rawling, which is a sports brand. It's like drop shoulder. It's like long. I'm fairly certain this is an 80s, 70s men's shirt.
It looks good.
And if I could find more of them, I would. And I've got my really high, sky-high waist wide-leg pants. And then I'm wearing a lot of jewelry today because I am kind of into mixing and matching.
And you have a belt. I feel like that's worth.
I am have a belt. That's because my body is what they call an apple shape. And so I don't have like a definite waist. So sometimes I need a little belt to just keep me in.
The thinnest
part of my body is actually right underneath my rib cage.
Oh, okay.
That's why I wear a lot of... I'll wear like empire waist. It was good for a while in the 2000s. And now...
Honestly, like, yeah. It'll come back.
And just a lot of bracelets and necklaces. But this one's like vintage Italian.
When you go shop at estate sales... for items or use items, are you ever worried about getting a haunted object?
No, not because I don't believe in that happening, but I feel like I would be able to welcome them and they'd be happy with me.
That's precious.
I actually am kind of sad that that's never really happened. But the amount of dead people stuff that I have in my house.
Yeah.
I'm an estate sale girly. I've always loved vintage, thrifted, secondhand stuff.
That's pretty cool. Okay, tell me about your history with fashion. Have you always liked vintage stuff? What did you wear?
Growing up, my dad was really artsy. And so I think there was a lot of openness to expressing yourself in really creative ways. We were also thrifting because we were really poor. So that was our only option. All of my clothes were either, except for like underwear, obviously. thrifted, or my mom sewed, so she would sew us stuff. That element of constantly being on the hunt for something adds to how I see fashion. This is what I want to look like. I'm not gonna be able to just go to the store and look like that. I'm gonna have to work with what I've got. And I remember when I started picking out my own clothes, which was probably around like 13 or 14, like my mom was like, you can come and see what they have. I remember I wanted jelly shoes so bad.
Are you in my head?
I was also wearing overalls. I would wear a bandana around my head all the time.
Oh,
I was doing that.
You're like cottagecore before cottagecore. It feels like you had a real understanding of yourself to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I feel like that's unusual.
I wanted to express myself as being unique, interesting. I love stories. So I wanted the things that I picked out to matter to me.
Mm.
Yeah. That just continued on. Funky
would you
stuff.
Say that you were confident?
Yeah, I think so.
That's awesome.
That I knew I was dressing different, but I think I just had so much joy from how I was dressing that it made up for any sort of I didn't dress like other girls.
Awesome.
Well, okay, but you have to remember that I was homeschooled, so I wasn't in spaces that would have been a problem for me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it would have been like if I had been in groups of girls. That wasn't happening. And I also was just on a different social track than most people were growing up. But I feel that now I'll go into situations and be like, what do moms wear? What is normal? Not that I want to be that, but I'm like, I don't even know what's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go to an event for the school and I'll be like, oh, right. We're all wearing black leggings.
Okay.
We're all wearing this. And it's not that I have to wear that. It's just, okay, I need to know what is it. I don't even know what it is.
That's interesting.
That's how I am.
Hmm.
What about you?
I grew up in a very small town, which sounds like it doesn't have anything to do with fashion, but it actually does. We did not have internet at the time, so online shopping was not an option. And our mall was roughly 45 minutes to an hour away. So it was a real trek to go get basic clothes. But here's what's up. I was a size 14 and the tallest girl in my school at, I don't know, freshman, sophomore year. Okay. Eventually that title was taken. At the time, I was essentially not able to wear what I felt like everyone around me wore. And our school, I cannot say it enough, was truly a terrible, terrible schooling experience. I graduated with 50 kids and it's a public school. So right. The vibe was to dress down. I think one of my favorite outfits that I would wear a lot was a white thermal crew neck long sleeve shirt because I felt it showed off my athleticism. Anyway, throughout high school, I went through a pretty notable depressive episode, which had me essentially not caring at all about what I wore. It just kind of got worse. This is at the height of nearly shameful clothes for plus size girls and women. I was size 14, 16, and finding clothes was very uncomfortable. Yeah. And during that time when you want to feel adult and you want to feel sexy and you want to feel perceived and you're getting comfortable with that, I just wasn't. Mm. And so I kind of allowed myself to fade. And so there's a lot of different things that go into that.
I'm kind of surprised you didn't go emo. That was like a little like...
I never felt like I fit in a lot with my high school. I was not very nice. I was... My personality was not necessarily redeeming. But also when my mom became judge of our little small town, it affected the way I was treated and seen and stuff like that. And so I ended up pouring a lot of my identity, I think, in high school into my boyfriends at the time. Mm. But I was a solid, funny, fat friend. So my goal was to blend and hype the hot friend.
Okay.
I relied a lot on my personality growing up. I was down to be the center of attention, the funny one, the loud one, all that kind of stuff, so that it would maybe take away from my clothes and my body.
I was like in the middle. Like, I was a very middle person where I was skinny. I had some privileges, but then I was also really conservative. I was a little bit on the weird, awkward side. So I think for me, I was just like, when it came to clothes then, going back to fashion, I was like, I'm just going to do what I love. I loved DIYing my clothes too, which is such a weird thing.
No, I went through a huge, I had a book that was a way to rip up like t-shirts or like cut up t-shirts and stuff. Totally. But also that came from my body because I looked very boxy and we were not yet at the point where you could just wear oversized t-shirts and Nike shorts.
I had a pair of jeans that I painted and I would wear those. I hot glued flowers on bobby pins and would do my hair. God. And like, I was funky.
I had orange sweatshirt, and this was like at the height of my depression in high school. A big orange sweatshirt with a radioactive symbol, and it was super large because I was like absolutely hiding my body as it was getting bigger. And it was signed by O-Town, the most obscure boy band to roll through Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah,
and I got them to sign it because I just didn't have anything on me at the time.
The comfort pieces. I think everyone had this. Yeah. You grew up with this like comfort piece of clothing.
Hmm.
The next big leap was early 20s getting married kind of space. And you have a different journey than I do. For me, it was just kind of continuing on what I enjoyed. And then when I got married and then started having babies, my body started drastically changing. And I suddenly was in a space where the things that I had loved either didn't look the same way on me, or I didn't know how to incorporate those things. So I actually went through a point where I was really into like a capsule wardrobe and I was really into neutral pieces. And I was like, oh, I've just got to pare down. Here's the thing. When you thrift, you end up having a lot of clothing. I was shuffling through stuff all the time because I got it for pennies on the dollar. And it gave me a lot of playground room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that makes my whole experience with fashion really different.
Yeah. That's like a whole lot of creative freedom.
Yes. That's what I love about thrifting is that it allowed me a lot of that. So I went down to a capsule wardrobe because I was at that point just trying to make peace with my body.
Yeah.
It was changing all the time and I was probably nursing and just all of this. Yeah. I feel like a little bit before COVID, but 2018, 19 is kind of when I got to start experimenting again and get to dress more of what I enjoy. So that's kind of what I'm in now. This playful space with my clothes.
It's almost like essentially a more mature version of...
I think it really is.
The way you did it.
It's hailing back to the things that I loved when I was younger. And I think I kind of lost there for a while. And now I'm back in this place where I want my clothes to say something about me. And what I want them to say is that I am creative, I'm interesting, and that I like story. Whether or not a clothing makes me look thinner or whether or not clothing makes me sexier or attractive is actually really low on my list.
I think that's really cool. Fat phobia has probably guided the majority of my interactions with fashion up until I was an adult.
And
the rules that you have to obey and as a plus size woman steered a lot of my fashion choices, those rules. You should always wear black because it's going to make you look thinner. No one's going to notice you because it's all about
camouflage,
trying to make you invisible.
Yeah.
Another was showing off cleavage and your neck, getting the attention away from your waist. That and also the lack of plus size clothing.
Right.
Like, I remember Torrid existing when I was a teenager, but I didn't have access to Torrid because, I mean, I lived an hour away from the mall and our mall didn't have Torrid. So everything around me was pretty much like, you need to not show your body. If you're actually trying to dress sexy, you should just go ahead and expect that it's just a joke. So my interaction with fashion absolutely contributed toward more depression. And I'm still trying to figure out my style.
What things are you thinking about now as you're kind of like discovering your style? Like, what are some of the questions you're asking yourself?
One of the things I actually enjoy about Texas is that it's so hot that you have to confront your insecurities and just wear what you want to wear.
Kind of true.
So there comes a time when you can't be the girl who's like, I'm wearing leggings and a jacket. Like, you're like,
going
you have
to be wearing
to.
Shorts this summer or
yeah,
you
it's dangerous.
Will actually die.
And I really feel like that's been, in an odd way, good. So not that I'm cheering on global warming, but I feel like I'm just navigating what it feels like to be seen. I mean, I have pink hair, so to a certain extent, I'm in your face, but I'm not the same personality that I was when I was larger. Learning how to walk into a room confident in being seen because I no longer am relying on humor or hyping up somebody else. It's just me.
Right.
And that's why I kind of wore neutrals for the past couple of years because I'm like, I genuinely don't know what looks good.
Yeah.
I don't really have the budget to go out and buy a whole new wardrobe in different colors just to see. I don't have the time to go try on new clothes. Okay, this sounds starting to sound really complainy.
I remember that going the other way when I was getting married and I was having kids, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, what do you like buy a wardrobe in every size? And that's where that kind of capsule wardrobe time came, because I was like, I don't want to invest in pieces I really, really love if I'm not going to be this size.
Yeah, exactly.
It is expensive to have a fluctuating body.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I can go down a road on thin privilege for a while. Sorry, not sorry. We can talk about that another day, but thin privilege is very, very, very real. Mm-hmm. And I have strong, strong, strong thoughts on it.
Yeah. Like right now, I've kind of plateaued. I'm sort of at a space where I'm probably going to be this size, I think, for a while. And now I'm like coming back into what do I love? How do I want to show myself off?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of my relationship with fashion right now is honestly scrolling. Not that I don't know what's out there, but the options still feel new and my personality feels so different. Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about like this time of life too, because I feel like the ages that we are in right now is this weird space in fashion, because no one is expecting you to keep up with the trends like you would when you were in college, early 20s, but it's not like you're so old that no one cares. It's this weird time where I'm not trying to dress older.
No.
I'm also not trying to dress younger.
One of the styles that I gravitate towards a lot doesn't actually fit in in with my lifestyle at all. I love sharp angles, minimalism. I love high necklines and wide pants with pockets and this very modern look. That. There's no way I could do that. What am I going to do?
When you're washing okay. bathrooms.
Yeah, yesterday I made a ton of Uncrustables and clean toilets. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I can't. So as I figure out my style, figuring out how it actually is incorporated into my lifestyle is brutal.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking before we started recording, being dressed up or dressed down for events. Mm-hmm. And I've always been someone who's been overdressed for an event.
Oh my God, overdressing.
Always overdressed. But I'm okay with that. And no shame to anybody, but I'm like, this might be the only time I see adults this week.
Yeah.
Like, I want to wear the cute thing. Like, I want to have the joy of wearing a favorite dress or new thrifting piece that I found. So I've always been overdressed when it comes to stuff.
The overdressed thing. Because when I was going to events, the goal was to be seen.
Right.
And doing a PR event, I want to be seen.
Yeah.
The goal is to be noticed. Also to project this sort of, I'm a woman who's allowing myself to be perceived. And I'm here to show other people that they're allowed to be here too.
Yeah.
When I'm going out of the house, I'll stand in front of my mirror and be like, what can we shift to bring this down to a more relatable level? It's the Chanel quote, except for, do I need to wear jeans or is that too fancy?
See, I also do that, but then I still show up looking like I rolled over in a rummage sale. I still am taking things off. Mm. You just don't know how many things I had on before I showed up.
Wow. That's hilarious.
I wear jeans pretty often, and people will call that the hard pants. You know, I don't put my hard pants on. I love a good sweatpant. I love to be comfortable, but it's interesting to me that kind of in our society, you basically have athleisure, and then it's I'm dressing up, and there's not an in-between.
There's nothing in between.
And if you're listening to this and you are in your athleisure, live it, love
it. Yeah, get it.
I do think we're in like a new age of fashion where there's so many more options.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's a wild world. And it's okay for it to be a process. I feel like through this conversation, I'm realizing how much privilege I had to have some freedom with my style. I think that's what I'm always trying to pass down, because when I'm making jewelry for other women, I really love it because a lot of times women are in spaces where they have not claimed their own fashion yet.
Mm-hmm.
And something like earrings, something like a bracelet is sort of that entry point into things they like. And yeah, I loved seeing women discover things they loved that they didn't feel like they had access to in fashion.
Yeah, well, and not just access, I think also permission to love things. I'm still navigating that because the idea was that this is just a survival piece to wear.
Right.
This is just to hide my body.
Fashion can just be a really wonderful playground. I think it can be a place where you learn about yourself, you learn about the world. I'd love to see more people embrace that. For me, it's not just one piece. It's how the whole outfit comes together. Say I have a denim pinafore jumper that I thrifted and I'm like, okay, I have it. How do I wear this in a way that makes sense to me? So then I can like search for those things on Pinterest and I can see lots of different styles. I can work with what I have in my wardrobe. Because for me, it's the whole thing. I really like the whole outfit, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Do you have any style icon or places that you do get inspiration from? Like Anthropology has always been a big place that I got inspiration, especially growing up. Maybe not so much now. Like
for
the
like
mixed
the
patterns, the accessories, the kind of clothes that feel like they have story to them. They have some heritage. Mm. That's all super interesting to me.
I don't know that I have style icons. And I think a little bit of that is not really knowing how I see myself, to be honest. I kind of rely on my hair to bring the personality. Mm. I like for my clothes to be a little calmer.
Okay.
And that's really just learning how to interact. A room.
You like good basic shapes. Some sharp angles. Mm-hmm. You like some very clear, like, this is what this is.
Yeah. This is so random. I have a couple concert shirts that I love, and I have these ripped up jean shorts, and I will wear it channeling this sort of rocker chick that I never really got to dive into.
Yeah.
That's not really my style, but
that's an interesting mix.
I love it.
Kind of a grunge rocker.
Yeah. Well,
but
there's a
then
scene.
You also have this like minimalist kind of brutalism kind of like professional
And then a little bit of goth in there. And I like, so that, yeah, there's a scene in The Wedding Singer, and this like made an impact on me for some reason. And it was when Drew Barrymore comes up to greet Adam Sandler, and the implication is that he hooked up with his ex because she opens the door in an oversized t-shirt. And at that time in my life, when I watched this, at least in my head, an oversized t-shirt was not sexy on me. Sometimes I'll just be like, yes, if I can wear the grungy rocker shirt and feel sexy. But that is so specific, and probably my therapist can help me out with that situation.
There is a girl in the anime movie Kiki's Delivery Service. Incredible. There's this kind of teenage girl who lives in the woods, and she's an artist.
Oh my god, okay.
And she wears overalls. Literally, I saw her and I was, that is what I want in my life. This very kind of a messy, kind of just doing her thing. That's why I wear overalls all the time, because I had this moment where I was like, that's the look. That's what I want to feel like in my clothes.
Hmm.
And I wear overalls all the time. So, you know, it has pockets.
It has pockets. It has pockets.
It has pockets.
It has pockets.
Pockets are pockets. Important.
Speaking of
pockets. What's in your pocket?
So our patio, pretty small, so we had some concrete poured to extend it. I planted some pretty flowers, and I should be getting in a stencil to stencil and paint the patio.
I also think it's so interesting, Laura, that you are a gardener person. I am not, and I think that that would surprise people. I think people would think that I am a gardener, and I don't know that they would think you would, but like, it's not true. I do not want to be outside digging in the dirt.
I have to hype myself up, to be fair. I want the end result.
Okay, I don't care about end results. I'll share what's in my pockets. Birthdays. Two of my sons, my oldest and my youngest, have birthdays this week. They're one day apart. So just kind of navigating that. For a while, we could do things together. And then for a while, it was like, oh, can't really do things together. And then this year, we got back to doing a team party. So that was great. On Saturday, we went to a local arcade, and it was really fun, super overstimulating.
Cidercade is super cool, but yeah, you got to go it's like
a
early.
Lot. I brought my earplugs. Oh, like, good. It was a whole thing, but they each got to have 3 or 4 friends. It's really special to see the people that he wanted to be there. I don't know. It just gave me this sort of feeling of he's going to be okay. He picks out good people to be around. These really sweet kids, and they work together really well. 2 friends that were girls and 2 friends that were boys. So I love that we're still in that space where we're not getting into weird competitiveness between the genders. I have a boy family, so it's really important to me that my boys have friends that are girls. It was so fun. They did a great job. And so we did that on Saturday, and then today we just had like a little fun gift for them to open up, and I think we might go to Barnes & Noble after.
Oh, fun.
Because they got some gift cards, so.
That's fun. My tummy hurts. Okay. So we should wrap this.
That seems like our call.
You can find us on Instagram at ithaspocketspod. You can also find us on TikTok at It Has Pockets Pod. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us out a lot. Also, I think it's pretty awesome that we've recorded this many episodes. I think it's really scary to embark on a big new leap, and one that required me to take a pretty notable step back from what I was doing, and I'm just really, really proud of us. So, like, yay! And yay you guys for supporting us, because that's a really huge deal. So, yay you!
Thanks for being here.
Bye!
Talk to you later.